91X News.
It's 2 and snowy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Fleming. Keeping guns out of the wrong hands is just one of the issues to be debated in Ottawa today at a national meeting on gun and gang violence. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale says the Liberals remain committed to upgrading legislation to make it harder for criminals to have access to firearms and to enhance public safety.
Work on the legislation is ongoing, but I can tell you that its content will be consistent with what we described in our election platform in 2015.
The Bank of Canada is holding its benchmark interest rate at 1.25%, pointing to a continued uncertainty around trade. Terry Pedwell has more.
In explaining its decision to hold steady on interest rates, the central bank notes that recent trade policy developments are a key source of uncertainty for the Canadian and global outlooks. U.S. President Donald Trump recently added threats of steel and aluminum tariffs to an already uncertain context for Canada that includes concerns over NAFTA's renegotiation and competitiveness following tax cut announcements south of the border. The Bank of Canada notes fourth quarter growth was weaker than expected, largely due to higher imports, and that it's still assessing impacts on housing markets from new policies, including mortgage rules. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The identity of the woman killed in yesterday's collision in Napanee has been released by the Special Investigations Unit. 88-year-old Florence Wyatt Morris was killed after her car collided with another vehicle. That vehicle was being investigated by the OPP when the crash occurred. The incident is still under investigation. 4 years later, Trenton resident Frank Myers is still fighting. Myers' farm was bulldozed in 2014 for CFP Trenton to make room for a training center. Yesterday, there was another rally. Lindsay Heron reports.
4 years ago, Frank Myers had dozens of supporters out with him at all hours, leading up to the demolition of his family farm across the tracks on Myers Creek Road. At 90, he sees rocks on his land from his house. He's still fighting. Today, however, there was more media than supporters. Rally organizer Lori Tannehill says support has been mixed over the years.
There's people that see the big picture. They see that Frank isn't just fighting for his land. They understand that it's everybody's land in general, because once farmland is destroyed, it's gone. You cannot get it back. And the government continuously expropriates and lets farms go to back to regular nature state or dumps rock on them. And this is where people's food comes from. And I don't know that they see that.
Myers says he's still bitter, partly because his family has been on the land for 220 years.
Well, the support is all right and everything, but the military's not going to do nothing. They're just going to keep on doing what they're doing. Military is free to do anything they want, no matter where it is.
In 2014, Myers told QNET News that he regretted signing the papers as soon as he walked out. He was given an ultimatum: sign and get some compensation or have his property seized. Since then, he has refused to cash the check and has given it back several times. Lindsay Heron, QNET News, Trenton.
Belleville police say there was a break and enter last night at an unnamed business on the east end of the city. Police say that $900 of auto parts were taken. Anyone with any information is asked to contact the Belleville Police Service. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels is suing U.S. President Donald Trump over a non-disclosure agreement which prevents her from discussing their alleged sexual encounters. Matt Small has more.
Adult film star Stormy Daniels, who claims to have had sex with Donald Trump before he became president, has filed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate a non-disclosure agreement she signed days before his election. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, explained his client's motivation on CBS This Morning.
She wants to tell her story because there's so much misinformation out there.
The lawsuit, filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court, alleges that the agreement is null and void and of no consequence because Trump didn't personally sign it.
Mr. Trump was obligated to sign the agreements in order for them to be legally binding.
So far, Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who did sign the NDA, or anyone at the White House, haven't responded to requests for comment on the matter. Matt Small, Washington.
Loyalist students hosted a fundraiser Sunday that helped Quinnian Immigration Services, but it also helped bring the community closer together. It's called the Live Bookshelf. Becky McMullen has the story.
I had had been feeling sick for a few weeks and finally went to the doctor.
You don't need a library card to access the Human Library. It's an organization that aims to end stigma and prejudice. Public relations and management students used that as inspiration for their own live bookshelf event. There were 5 different stories told, for many different reasons. Kate Boudereau told a story about being a teen mother and the struggles that come with that. She said that her struggle didn't stop her from following her dreams.
I know that there's a lot of, you know, young parents in this area and teen moms, and I just don't want people to think that they can't achieve their dreams and their goals just because they're having a kid.
Holly Marshall organized the event with other PR students.
We actually heard about the Human Library, which is a similar project. We talked about it in class and watched a video, and we decided, hey, that might be kind of a cool idea for a fundraiser.
People who are the live books of the event tell a story about something from their past, whether it's recent or years ago.
Like the idea of breaking down barriers and getting people to tell their stories.
It took place in the break room in downtown Belleville because of the relaxed environment.
We chose the break room because we knew that it would have a nice vibe and be welcoming, and we really just wanted it to be laid back and comfortable for everyone involved.
But as Becky McMullen, QNET News, Belleville.
She asked while I sat there, is she sure the baby is yours? As if I was invisible.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1208. Sports is next.
Split Second Printing's 40 years of experience has made them ready for anything.
Can you print my soccer flyers?
Sure.
How about my poster?
Student council? Nice, no problem.
What about my prom banner?
Done and done. And we'll even help carry it out.
From business cards to large-scale architectural drawings, Split Second Printing has you covered. They'll even help lay out and print your portfolio so it'll really stand out. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or split-second.ca.
QNET Sports, the Wellington Dukes fell 2-1 in their playoff series with the Pickering Panthers after a 3-1 loss last night in Wellington. The Dukes won't have to wait long to get a win as they travel to Pickering for Game 4 tonight. Puck drop is at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks are in Aurora tonight, hoping to get the first win of their playoff series after dropping the first 2 games to the Aurora Tigers. Puck drop will be at 7:30. It was a big night for Patrick Lane. The 19-year-old Jets star recorded his 4th career hat-trick and set a career high with his 38th goal of the season, lifting Winnipeg to a 3-0 win over the New York Rangers. And in New Jersey, Taylor Hall had 2 assists to extend his point-scoring streak to 26 games as the Devils beat the Montreal Canadiens 6-4. Other results, Nashville beat Dallas 2-0, Tampa Bay beat Florida 5-4 in overtime, Boston won 6-5 against Detroit in overtime, Anaheim shut out Washington 4-0, Columbus topped Vegas 4-1. Chicago defeated Colorado 2-1 in overtime, and Minnesota won 6-2 over Carolina. DeMar DeRozan had 25 points as the Toronto Raptors rode a late fourth quarter surge in a 106-90 win over the last place Atlanta Hawks. DeRozan says he and his teammates have a lot to learn about after starting slow against the Hawks.
We just need to understand, no matter who we play against, teams that's not going to the playoffs, whoever we play against, we're going to get their best shot. And, you know, we got to understand it.
The Raptors are back in action tonight against the Detroit Pistons. The Houston Rockets are still rolling. Chris Paul scored 25 points. James Harden had 23 points and 11 assists. And Houston beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 122-112 last night for its 16th straight victory. Harden says the Rockets aren't focusing on the wins.
Just want to play well. Just want to play well and just have each other's back no matter what on both ends of the floor. It doesn't matter. You know, wins or losses will come.
The Hot Rockets will be in Toronto to take on the East leading Raptors on Friday night. Brad Gushue's Team Canada rink puts its undefeated record on the line when they play Alberta's Brendan Botcher at the Tim Hortons Briar in Regina. Gushue, the defending Canadian men's curling champion, has raced out to a 5-0 record at the tournament. Botcher is right behind him at 4-1. The Toronto Blue Jays continue their exhibition schedule with a pair of split squad games in Florida this afternoon. One Toronto team will host the Pittsburgh Pirates in Dunedin, while the other visits the Detroit Tigers in Lakeland. The Jays are off to a slow start this preseason with a 3-8 record. Toronto FC hosts Mexican side Tigres, UNAL, tonight in the first leg of their CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinal series. TFC advanced to the quarterfinals after defeating the Colorado Rapids 2-0 in the round of 16. However, Toronto is coming off a 2-0 loss to the Columbus Crew in their Major League Soccer opener over the weekend. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, 40% chance of flurries, changing to 40% chance of rain showers or flurries near noon with a high of +3. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of rain showers or flurries early this evening. Periods of snow beginning this evening. Snowfall amount 2 to 4 centimeters. The low is -1. At 12:12, it's 2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mike Fleming. News on 91X next.